No political mumbo jumbo. Tax-free, no business taxes, no sales tax, no property tax, no franchise fees, no income tax, period.
The governor has made appearances in several communities, beating the drum for his new economic development proposal, one that some argue isn't new at all. Stephen Medeiros, communications director for the Civil Service Employees Association, says Cuomo seems to be going in the same direction George Pataki did with the Empire Zone plan.
A little bit of a variation to use colleges and universities as the location, but again, the Empire Zone really was a failed policy.
Medeiros says the devil's in the details we don't have. And some we do have, like employees being exempt from having to pay income tax.
This is really unprecedented, and we believe that the idea of special classes of employees who pay no taxes creates a very dangerous direction for our society.
The Hunger Action Network of New York State has a finger on the pulse of society. The agency's executive director is Mark Dunlay, who suggests the governor take the emphasis off using tax giveaways to lure businesses away from other states.
What the state should be doing is looking to put money into a Public Works, WPA-style jobs program, the type of thing that our former governor, then-president Franklin Delano Roosevelt did during the Great Depression, to really try to make sure that the jobs being created help the people most in need. And even a lot of jobs that are being created now are often, you know, a second or third job, people putting together a couple of jobs in order to try to make ends meet, still has left a very high unemployment rate in the state.
Dunlay believes that in the end, taxpayers end up subsidizing what was given away as tax-free to others. Ron Deutsch, executive director of New Yorkers for Fiscal Fairness, agrees tax-free New York is a rehash of the old Empire Zone program.
We've tried this in the past over and over again, and it simply hasn't worked. We create these designated tax-free zones, and we try and lure businesses to them, but eventually they just become riddled with waste, fraud, and abuse.
Deutsch says he has difficulty with the notion of unfair competition where existing businesses essentially subsidize competitors from out of state who, in the end, will put them out of business.
I'm shocked that the Business Council would come out in support of this when, in fact, it can hurt so many of their members. And the other point is the governor says this costs nothing. Well, I would suggest that cash-strapped municipalities might differ there because they still have to provide the fire service, the police service, sanitation, sewer, water, pay for the kids to be educated. So I think this is going to be costing somebody money.
The Business Council did not return a call for comment. Jennifer DiAgostino is executive director of the Buffalo-based Coalition for Economic Justice, which released a new report this week critical of economic development programs like Tax-Free New York.
New York is spending $7 billion each year on corporate subsidies, and that's almost $1,000 for every single family in the state in public money going to private companies. It's supposed to be in the name of job creation and economic development, but we see very few returns on this expensive investment. We really need to make sure that we're getting our money's worth. Are we really creating economic growth, or are we just shifting jobs from one town to another in the same region? Are subsidies building what people want and need in their communities, or are they going to build yet another dollar store or medical office that merely advantages one owner over another in a finite market?
DiAgostino suggests more transparency, more public involvement, which Cuomo seems to be reflecting as he crisscrosses the state, rallying support for his proposal. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.